Ned has a shed in his backyard, but it is a bit small and bland. "Can we jazz the front up a bit somehow?" Ned asks. "Sure," says Ned's magic book. "But we need to find some clay. Get your shovel." Ned grabs his shovel and heads outside, straight for the beach. Ned finds something on the beach that looks like sand, but it is blue. "Is this clay?" he asks. "Yes," says the book.
"Dig it up!"
Small blue balls pop up from the clay. Ned gets down and puts them inside every pocket he has. "Grab them all," says the book. "No ball left behind," says Ned with a grin. "Put the clay in the furnace," says the book. The soft clay turns hard. Now it is red, like a sunset. "This is a brick," says the book. "Now we need two more." Ned makes three bricks in all. Then the book shows him how to shape them into a round pot. "This artwork will make the shed look good," says the book. Ned makes one more pot, so now he has two. He puts them down outside the shed doorway.
"What can we put in them?" asks Ned.
"Flowers," says the book, peeking out from inside. There are lots and lots of flowers near Ned's shed. In the sunshine, he picks them one by one, thinking how good they will look in pots.
"Uh-oh! Bees from a beehive do not like someone who takes all their flowers!"
Ned runs fast. He does not want to get stung. Ned makes it to the shed and hides inside. Most of the bees leave, but one still sits on the grass.
"I am glad I got inside," says Ned.
The last bee buzzes back to the beehive at sunset. Ned goes outside and puts the flowers in the pots. He has a lot of them, and they look like a rainbow by his shed.
"I love the blue ones," says the book.
"Good job, Ned," says the book. "I wish I had more room."
"Then I could put some inside," says Ned.
"We can make more room," says the book.